Iran escalates a military conflict today, the S&P 500 moved 0.1%. So either the market knows something you don't, or it's about to learn something the hard way. Either way, the real story today was not the headline number. It was everything underneath it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, and that's what's so wild about today, right? Like, historically, when you get this kind of geopolitical shock,
markets tank.
Mm-hmm. Markets tank. Iran conflict, missile strikes, Trump talking about a 4 to 5 week operational timeline. I mean, we should have seen a 2-3% sell-off easy.
Right, but instead we get basically flat.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this thinking, okay, either the market has developed some kind of supernatural resilience, or
we're all missing something.
Exactly. And here's the thing that makes me nervous. We did get a DIA SIP alert today at $489.66. Sentiment reading of -3.
Mm-hmm.
So the market felt the stress, even if it didn't show it at the close. It's like, you know when you hit a pothole at highway speed? The ride feels smooth from the driver's seat, but your suspension is taking a...
A beating. That's a perfect analogy. Honestly, when I started digging into the breadth data, that's when things got really interesting.
Oh, wow. Okay, lay it on me.
So the bull 4% measure shows 306 stocks versus bear 4% at 131. That's almost 2.5 to 1 bullish. Sounds pretty healthy, right?
Sounds great.
Exactly, exactly. But here's the kicker. 119% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average, but only 51% are above their 40-day.
Wait, hold on. Say that again?
Right. 119% above the 20-day, 51% above the 40-day. That gap is huge.
So what does that actually mean?
Yeah, it means most stocks had a good week, but fewer than half had a good 2 months. This is a bounce, not a recovery.
Ah, I see. So it's like a classroom where everyone passed last week's quiz, but half the class is still failing the semester?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
One good week doesn't fix a deeper trend, and that matters for how you size positions.
Right, right. So we have this fragile foundation, but then you've got these massive moves happening on top of it. Energy just exploded today.
Oh man, energy was the story. ATR ranking of 4.68 at the 84th percentile. This sector is moving with more force than 84% of all historical readings.
Right. And oil's at what, $70.58?
$70.58, yeah.
Hmm.
Classic war premium getting priced in. But here's what's interesting. Oil services stocks are showing actual accumulation patterns.
So it's not just retail panic buying.
No, this looks like institutional positioning. Smart money is getting ahead of this. Meanwhile, consumer discretionary is lagging at -0.05 ATR, complete opposite end of the risk spectrum.
Right, right. Makes sense. People see missiles flying. They're not exactly booking vacation packages.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the mirror image trade. Travel stocks facing distribution pressure while energy sees accumulation. Same geopolitical thread, opposite outcomes.
It's like umbrella sales before a storm. Demand spikes fast, but...
But once the clouds clear, you're stuck holding inventory.
Exactly. Now, energy's the obvious play, but there's another sector that actually benefits from conflict as a business model, not just sentiment.
Defense.
Mm-hmm. Defense. Axon up 5.44%. Northrop Grumman up 3.96%. Those aren't retail chasing numbers.
No way. Look, that magnitude suggests institutional conviction. And defense is unique here because geopolitical risk is literally a revenue catalyst. Contracts, procurement, budget expansion, it all follows escalation.
So the question becomes, are you buying the news or buying the...
The business, exactly. It's like buying raincoats during a flood warning. Obvious move, but did you buy them before the forecast or after?
Yeah, totally. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. There's one stock today that sits at the exact intersection of both themes we're talking about.
Palantir.
Oh, wow. Palantir, up 6.79%. Defense and technology.
And that move is doubly significant because it's AI analytics demand meeting defense data exposure. The market is literally pricing in that data is the new weapon.
Mm-hmm. But the bigger story is what tech did overall, right?
Right. Sector up 1.0%. Without that move, today's flat close becomes a decline story.
Yeah. So tech was the lifeline.
Tech was the lifeline. I mean, within tech, you've got to watch NVIDIA, up 3.16%. But the key level is 182.
That's the line in the sand?
That's the line.
Right.
Holds above it, tech sentiment stays constructive. Breaks below it, we reassess everything. It's like watching the star quarterback come back from injury. Everyone's watching those first few plays.
Right, right. And you mentioned ATI too.
ATI up 2.6% at $167.79 with a 155.9% risk profile. More evidence of that materials and tech convergence we're seeing.
So we've got energy surging, defense rallying, tech recovering. Three powerful forces that happen to cancel out into a flat close. What do you actually do with all
this? CRT.
Controlled risk taking.
Exactly. Controlled risk taking. Not paralysis, not aggression. Calibrated exposure. You've got to size for a 4 to 5 week event, not a 1 day trade.
Give me something concrete.
Like AES at 1432, down 17.1%, but showing 5.4 times relative volume. That's a bullish reversal signal.
Someone's buying what everyone else is selling.
Exactly. High conviction signal, worth respecting. But you respect the downside context too.
And what about levels for tonight?
NVIDIA 182 is the number. SPY testing key support near the flatline. And honestly, the ABC principles matter most here. Process over emotion.
When headlines get loud, your framework matters most.
Exactly. It's like driving in fog. You don't stop the car, but you slow down, turn on the lights, stay in your lane.
So what's the bias going into tomorrow?
Defensive with energy overweight. The data and the strategy are telling the same story. Watch energy accumulation versus travel distribution as your leading indicators.
And that 4 to 5 week timeline?
That's the key. This isn't a 1 day story. Iran developments overnight will set tomorrow's tone. You need your position sized for a marathon, not a sprint.
All right, let's bring it home. The S&P's flat close was basically a coincidence. Energy and defense surging on war premium. Tech recovering on its own momentum, all canceling each other out.
And beneath the surface, that breadth data reveals a bounce, not a recovery. The 20-day versus 40-day gap is your evidence.
The Iran situation has that 4 to 5 week clock ticking. Tonight, energy accumulation versus travel distribution, those are your leading indicators. NVIDIA, $182, stays on your screen.
Size defensively, stay in your lane, let your process do the work.
Check your energy and defense exposure before tomorrow's open. Know your levels. And if you haven't sized for a 4 to 5 week geopolitical event rather than a 1 day trade, tonight's the time to do that math. Subscribe to Power Hour so you have this framework ready every single session. And share this episode with anyone who only looked at the headline number today and thought they understood what happened. Trust me, they missed almost everything that actually mattered.